Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is Saturday, November the 6th, 2010. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're here constantly digging to uncover the pure, unfiltered, and unabashed truth. In that regard, I'd like to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America. I'd like to welcome all Darren's listeners. I'd also like to thank Todd McGreevy for Common Sense Revisited, which is what we all need to do. Revisit the issues of the day unemotionally with a little common sense and ask the questions that need to be asked and not sit and listen to the false choices handed us by the mainstream media. So, with that said, today's show is about the most important news story of the day, Keith Olbermann. Keith Olbermann has been suspended for making political contributions to the Democratic Party. Wow, is that some hard-hitting news or what? What would we do? How could we live without such daring investigative reporting on Keith Olbermann's three $2,400 donations? To not one, not two, but three Democratic political campaigns. Oh, this is earth-shattering. The fall of the democracy, Keith Olbermann contributed to a political campaign. Oh my God, how does this even make the news? What utter nonsense. Of course, that's not what my show is about. I'm surely not mainstream media, and I wouldn't waste another 5 seconds of my listeners' time talking about Keith Olbermann, this company man, a stuffed shirt, a little brown noser of the establishment, a flatterer, a provocateur, a fearmonger and disinformation center. No, I'm going to talk about a different kind of social commentator. A social commentator who's gone to the extremes to protect her Republican form of government that's still available to state nationals who are strong enough and dedicated enough to practice God's laws, and in her case, to live in a tent in Alaska, if that's what it takes for her to be free from the voluntary slavery, you know, that's imposed by the 14th Amendment, you know, also known as the United States. So today, I'm going to talk about communitarianism and Nikki Rapani and the Anti-Communitarian League, and particularly about her latest article that she's written called A Review of Marshall's Crisis is an Opportunity. Actually, I believe the full title of the book is Crisis is an Opportunity, Engineering a Global Depression to Create a Global Government by Andrew Gavin Marshall. And I think at this point, a definition of communitarianism is needed. And really, communitarianism is in accord with the Hegelian dialectic. So the definition of communitarianism is the political structure that will result from the quote-unquote third way of the Hegelian dialectic between capitalism and communism. And the third way, when you merge capitalism with communism, is communitarianism. And the basis, you know, the basic thought behind this new third way is that the individual, he must be submitted to the collective. And I think the idea that the Russian Constitution says that it is every citizen's duty to work, versus the capitalist, the American system, which says every man is entitled to his life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And really, these statements epitomize the differences in the systems. And the elitists of the one world government want you to have no rights, only duties and obligations. With that said, we got to go to commercial.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And again, for those of us that didn't hear, I want to restate that I want to read a short excerpt from Gavin Marshall's book, which is called Crisis is an Opportunity. And then I want to visit with callers on some thoughts on communitarianism and one world government. And if you remember back to the economic crisis of 2008, you know, Prime Minister Brown of England was running around, Putin in Russia, you know, the Chinese and the Japanese and the rest of the G20 were asking for a new Bretton Woods agreement where the United States currency, the Federal Reserve note, would no longer be the reserve currency of the world. And that would entail that all the oil and all the commodities wouldn't have to be traded in dollars, as is the current practice. And I want to let everybody know, when this happens, remember I told you so, the dollar is going to lose perhaps up to half of its purchasing power overnight. And within months, the United States will begin a rapid deterioration into a third world state. And, this has already happened in Great Britain since the British Empire began to crumble in 1900. So listen up here, folks. Here's the plan for how the world will be ushered into the new one-world government system. Listen for the influence of Hegel and the Hegelian dialectic in the following articles. So first I'm going to start at Nikki Rapani's page, the Anti-Communitarian League, and again with her article in its title, Review of Marshall's Crisis is an Opportunity. And again, the full name of that book is Crisis is an Opportunity, Engineering a Global Depression to Create a Global Government by Andrew Gavin Marshall. It comes out of Global Research, October 26, 2010. This article, she says, may be the easiest explanation of the debt crisis I've ever read. It's so well written and informative, I almost missed the author's most important omission. But to be sure, I did not. The author assures me in his closing paragraph that the people of the world must, quote unquote, work together to promote true progress and humane change. Throughout the article, Marshall provides quotes that show global financial leaders expressing their concern about the instability and chaos the state austerity programs already caused in the European Union and around the world. He quotes economic thinkers who say they are worried that these drastic measures, higher taxes on the poor and middle class, cuts in public services, etc., will cause in North America. Almost to a man, the experts foresee a time when Americans choose Marxist street chaos and protests as a way of redress. Prediction or prophecy, all the soothsayers agree, social unrest leading to riots and street protest is going to happen here next. What I find interesting is that no matter how many writers tell us this breakdown of our sovereignty is inevitable, whether they are for the fall or against it, their arguments on both sides are based on Hegelian thinking. The writer's parting words are a call to fight for our freedoms in the revolutionary tradition. And his last line is an either-or false dilemma. Go read it right now. He sounds almost like George W. Bush saying, "You're either with us or against us," doesn't he? The communitarian's economic and social solution to the financial dialectic is truly progressive and humane, and the use of these terms raise a giant flag with me almost as much as the progressive United Nations term, human rights. And yes, I've heard more than once about my obsession with my little pet peeve called communitarianism, and that it's egotistical of me to judge others based on my pet theory. Maybe that's all true, but isn't it strange that Marshall opens with a description of the banker's Hegelian dialectic method, yet he never mentions Hegel or explains false dialectics at all? He did quote List as if List were an advocate of universal unions, a.k.a. globalization. Marshall's purpose for warning us of the dangers to our financial freedom does not include how they are being curtailed by the established supranational model for global governance. I don't know Marshall, and I'm fairly certain he could care less what I think of his work. Being anti-communitarian doesn't make me many friends or associates, and probably loses me more than any gains I might have, that's for sure. As much as I want to champion the writers at Global Research, I can't trust anyone who so openly asks me to embrace a Hegelian solution. Maybe to Marshall and so many other great writers of our time, the word communitarian is just not important. The fact that it's a key word in rebuilding a true progressive humane society may be part of their avoidance. Why bother to mention that the trade union, European Union, World Trade Organization laws that successfully destroyed the European and global economy are called, in the European Union court records, communitarian laws? Is it only a coincidence that violent street riots are considered to be the best avenue for effecting radical social changes? Or did Hegel really teach that violent conflict is the ultimate human evolutionary tool? The engineering of a social system that has a name and a philosophy is never very important. And there you have it. Nikki Rapani, up in Canada. She's out in the cold, and she's fighting the anti-communitarians out there. And here we get Andrew Gavin Marshall, you know, from Global Research, and he's coming out with his book on global government. And what I'm going to read next is a sample. And, you know, I could go on with this. It's quite long, but I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to ask callers to call in and comment on what they think about it as soon as we get through the main part here. The following is a sample from a forthcoming book by Andrew Gavin Marshall on global government. Global Research Publishers, Montreal. For more by this author on the issue of the economic crisis and global governance, see the recently released book by Global Research, Michael Chosadovsky and Andrew Gavin Marshall, editors, in which the author contributed three chapters on the history of central banking, the rise of a global currency and global central bank, and the political economy of global government. Again, we're looking at problem, reaction, solutions. Crisis is an opportunity. In May of 2010, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, managing director of the International Monetary Fund, stated that crisis is an opportunity and called for a new global currency issued by a global central bank with robust governance and institutional features, and that the global central bank could also serve as a lender of last resort. However, he stated, I fear we are still very far from that level of global collaboration. Well, perhaps not so far as it might seem. The notion of global governance has taken an evolutionary path to the present day, with the principal global political and economic actors and institutions incrementally constructing the apparatus of a global government. In the modern world, global governance is an interlapping, intersecting, and intertwined web of international organizations, think tanks, multinational corporations, nations, NGOs, philanthropic foundations, military alliances, intelligence agencies, banks, and interest groups. Globalization, a term which was popularized in the late 1980s to refer to the global spread of multinational corporations, has laid the principal ideological and institutional foundations for this process. Global social, economic, and political integration do not occur at an equal pace. Rather, economic integration and governance on a global level has and will continue to be ahead of the other sectors of human social interaction in both the pace and degree of integration. In short, global economic governance will set the pace for social and political governance to follow. In 1885, Friedrich Liszt, a German mercantilist economic theorist, wrote that when it came to the integration of a universal union or confederation of nations, that all examples which history can show are those in which the political union has led the way and the commercial union has followed. Not a single instance can be adduced in which the latter has taken the lead and the former has grown up from it. The 20th century thus changed the historical trend with undertaking economic integration / union, which is then followed by political integration. The best example of this is the European Union, which started out as a series of trade agreements, that's right, back in 1951, eventually leading to an economic community, followed by an economic union in 1993, followed by a currency union in 2002, and with the recent Lisbon Treaty, is now in the process of implementing the apparatus of a political union in 2009. While this same regional governance model is occurring on a global scale in Africa, South America, East Asia, the Gulf Arab states, and with North American and Euro-American integration, it is simultaneously taking place on a global level. And with the establishment of the World Trade Organization in 1995, global trade systems were institutionally integrated, while the major global economic institutions of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, as well as others, including the Bank for International Settlements, accelerated their management of the global economy. Well, there you have it. The process of globalization is firmly established. I'm Phil Pozderek, and you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, another word from our sponsors.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And that's what we're talking about. It's positively unconstitutional. The way that our insurgent government, remember, this is a de facto government. That's a government of fact, a military dictatorship. It is a government of force. It is not your de jure lawful government. And this is what I keep trying to explain to people, that if we want to fix things, you got to do it right. You got to go back and get the fundamental processes right. And the fundamental process that's wrong here is that the Republic has been, you know, swept away into a closet, still exists, but nobody's using it. And they've pulled the democracy over your eyes, and they've pulled the common law out from underneath your feet. There is no common law if you're a U.S. citizen. You're not subject to the common law. You're subject to the statutes and the codes. And, of course, there's 60 million statutes and codes, which you're not smart enough to figure out how they operate. And, of course, all the courts and all the judges and everybody, it's all corporations who are there to make a profit for their shareholders, which means fleecing you and I, the citizens slash subjects slash slaves. And it's all done through the credit system. And the reason I, you know, was reading this is that, you know, I want to tell everybody, you know, up front right now that, you know, we're going to see continuing economic crises until the point where they pull it out that, you know, we should have a one world currency that's backed by gold. But remember now that since you're a communist slave. And since you're chattel, you can't own any property. And since gold is property, you can't really own any gold. And so, you know, what happens again is, you know, all the money is put right back into the hands of the same people that have it right now. And, yeah, this communitarianism is, it's the end of life as I know it. And, with that said, I'm going to take our first caller. I think Dave in Massachusetts is holding. Dave, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, Phil. I just took a bite of a candy bar. I don't know why, but, anyway.
Is it one of those good sticky ones you got from that pulls your teeth out when you eat it?
Well, yeah. One of the ones I got when I went trick or treating, you know.
What'd you dress up as this year?
Well, I went trick or treating to the liquor store, and I went as a ghost, and I went to the liquor store trick or treating, and I told them I ran out of booze. Get it?
Uh huh. Ran out of booze. The ghost ran out of booze.
So anyway, hey. Phil, I love your show, and I love your audience and callers, so I've never called into Alex Jones's show before, but I was thinking about calling in for the first time, and I haven't done it yet, but let me address something to you, and tell me if it makes sense to you and to your listeners. Alex has really been emphasizing now these full body naked scanners at the airports and everything, and how they're saving the images, they're archiving the images of our naked bodies and everything. Well, anyways, I have the highest regard for Alex Jones' intellect and his mind. He's got, you know, he's an incredible person. He really is, you know. But so far, Alex hasn't quite connected the dots on this thing. He's gotten as far as saying that they want to take away our comfort zone. They want to invade our comfort zone, that that's the last phase of enslaving people. Like the slaves in the South. I mean, the master could just strip them naked and take a bullwhip to them and everything else. So the last sign of enslavement is being stripped naked. Of course, Jesus was stripped crucified.
I liken it to what happened before Pearl Harbor. You know, we attacked Japan with sanctions on their oil, sanctions on their scrap steel, sanction on iron ore. You know, we basically declared war on them by taking away their ability to wage war. And then we stepped back and we said, well, now all we got to do is wait for them to deal the first blow so we can take the high moral ground. And yeah, this is exactly what the government wants to do now. They want to incite rioting so that they can send out the riot police and, oh, they have the high moral ground. You know, you're in rebellion.
Yes, Phil. So carrying this train of thought, Phil, I'll tell you what the great global super Satan is up to, okay? I'm just fascinated tracking the great, every move that the great global super Satan makes. I give the great global super Satan my full attention. I just concentrate on tracking this super Satan, but I'll tell you where the great global super Satan is going with this, Phil. It's going to be like 1984. The reason they want to invade our comfort zone and get us all our bodies recorded in archives, our naked bodies and everything, is the next step. And when the gates of hell, when the great global super Satan finally closes the gates of hell over America, which they're almost closed now, they want to put these cameras, Phil, you know, these cameras that they have everywhere in public now. Well, they want to start putting them into, like, places that have always been considered sacrosanct to the American people. They want to put them in ladies' rooms. They want to put them in men's rooms. They want to start putting them in, like, VA hospitals, the rooms where the patients stay. They want to, eventually, they want to put the, they want us to get used to the idea of just standing naked before the great global super Satan, so that they can.
And if you hear the music there in the background, David, that means we got to go back to another word from our sponsors. But I think you're right; they do want those pedophiles want us standing naked in front of us, in front of them, you know, feeling very uncomfortable.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're visiting with our caller, David, in Massachusetts. And David, before the break, you were saying that they're wanting to put cameras everywhere, you know, in women's bathrooms and take, you know, the naked pictures you get at the airport. And, you know, I've mentioned this before on the show, but I actually met a fellow, and I won't mention his name, but he works for a firm here in Dallas, and they have invented an electromagnetic fingerprint of people that they can shoot at the airport. And this is already in effect, and basically what they do is they take this electromagnetic fingerprint of you, and then if you return, they can compare it to an earlier one, and they can see if they want to subject you to additional searches and stuff if you're upset and if your electromagnetic signature doesn't match the original exactly.
Yeah, Phil. Where they're going with this is, you know, when people don't want these cameras inside their homes and inside their apartments and inside their condominiums and inside, you know, their bedroom at their residence, it's going to be, if they start, hey, you know, I get undressed in my bedroom, I don't want the government looking at me, it'll be a moot point, Phil. It'll be a moot point because the government can just come back, the great Satan can just come back and say, look, I've already got your complete body completely naked right on archive.
David, you know, let me interrupt you here for just a second. You know, I've told this story before, but, you know, this, I've made this analogy before, but I've never really, you know, considered it, but consider this, all right? every person was born with the God-given right to travel. Now, when you consented to the communist form of government that we have here, you gave up your God-given right to travel, and you exchanged it for the privilege to drive. Now, when you exchanged it for the privilege to drive, you gave up ownership of yourself and your vehicle to the state. Now you have to register the vehicle. That means you have to rent it back from the state because they own it. They give you a certificate of title. You have to insure it, and it has to be inspected to make sure it's safe. So I suggested this analogy. What's the difference between your God-given right to have sex and your God-given right to travel? Well, apparently, you know, they can, you know, regulate your sex. They do it in China. You can only have one child. And so, you know, why not put a camera in your bedroom and issue, you know, a license to have sex when you're 16, you know, and then your children will have to go once a year to be inspected to make sure they don't have an STD. They'll have to buy STD insurance. They'll have to buy a safe sex license. And once they have all these, you know, things, then they'll put a camera in their bedroom, and if you're caught, you know, having unsafe sex, then they take your license away, right? I mean, it's exactly what they do with your right to travel.
Yeah, right, Phil. You know, as smart as Alex is, and I don't think he's doing this intentionally, but he's been talking about it so much, but he doesn't seem to be able to understand where the great Satan is going with this. He keeps talking about this. He knows there's something suspicious about it, but he hasn't been able to.
You know, Alex thrives on hype. Alex thrives on, you know, putting fear in people. Alex thrives on being loud. I have never one time heard Alex Jones propose a solution like I've been proposing. You know, people need to go to the People's Awareness Coalition. Raise your awareness. First, understand that the communist system is trying to destroy all nationalities. And each state is a different country, a different nationality. And if you choose to live under the Republican form of government, you can expatriate from the United States and become a citizen of one of the republics of one of the states. And you are out from the jurisdiction of the United States. You don't have to deal with the private law, that's the income tax, the IRS. You can rescind all those contracts because that's what they are. They're private law contracts that you voluntarily entered into. Now, every time I say this, people call me up. They want to know how to change your status. And the first thing I tell them is you got to give up your Social Security. And they go, oh, I don't want to do that. I worked all my life to pay into the Social Security.
Yeah. No, you're right, Phil. Alex, it's no solution just to buy. He acts like the final solution is just to give everybody you know one of his DVDs or something. But that's not going to cut it, Phil. It's more like specific proposals like you're proposing is what we have to do. You know. Otherwise, it almost if we're just watching DVDs, Alex, it just becomes a form of morbid entertainment. It's the most decadent form of entertainment. Watching your country and watching your nation be destroyed and just sipping a Coke or a beer and eating popcorn and potato chips while it's worse than watching these mindless ball games and everything.
It's very disheartening, you know, like I talked about on my show a few weeks ago, you know, it's all about unity. And the people that are united are the people that are writing the laws and implementing the laws and the statutes and the codes and all this acts of Congress and the Health Care Act and the Financial Stimulus Act. It seems funny to me that there's parts of the Health Care Act that were enacted 2 years before the Health Care Act was enacted through the Stimulus Act. Now, doesn't that seem funny? Now, how did they know the Health Care Act was going to pass? And how did they put parts of it in the Stimulus Act before they knew there was going to be a Health Care Act? You tell me that.
Yeah, right, Phil. We're only thinking, the average patriot's only thinking like one or two moves ahead in this chess game, but they're already, well, one thing Alex Jones has, right, they're already in their end game. They're ready to just checkmate us, but, let me just close with this thought, and I can expand on this maybe next week or something, but I just want to give people some food for thought, but, and I think I've mentioned this a little bit on your show. I call into a couple of other shows too, on even other networks. But you know, one of the all the weapons that they've arrayed against the white American man. But I think the greatest weapon was, and I was living in New York City at the time, and I used to see these Jewish revolutionaries like Gloria Steinem and Bella Abzug and Betty Friedan and everything, and they'd seed the audience with their agents. And they'd say, hey, you know, I remember Bella the Bull Dyke Abzug screaming through her Bull Dyke horn, your husband is no knight in shining armor. Your husband is a male chauvinist pig. And seated throughout the audience, Phil, and I didn't realize this at the time, but here and there in strategic places, there'd be a woman that would jump up and start clapping and jumping up, and the dumb, stupid Goyim woman would see these women, and they're just like the sheep that they are. Then they started applauding and cheering that their husband's a male chauvinist pig. But where I'm going with this, Phil, and I'll expand on this, but take the USS Liberty, okay? If that was a crew of U.S. service women, instead of U.S. servicemen, and they were mostly white guys, you know, and I think that's significant, but, you know, there were some black men and here and there, just but predominantly white men, okay?
Right.
Now,
right.
If been a crew, if the USS Liberty had been a crew of white service women, okay, these female chauvinist pigs would have come out of the woodwork Gloria Redmond. What's her name? Gloria Redmond.
All Red.
All Red. She's All Red, all right. And Steinem and you know, if that had been a crew of white women instead of white men, especially back in the 60s at the height of this female chauvinist pig movement, these female chauvinist pigs would have been such an outrage, Phil, that we would have been launching airstrikes that night on Israel. But the point I'm trying to make is, it's a bitter pill to have to swallow, but we have to realize that, and I'm not talking about the few wonderful women that we esteem greater than ourselves, Phil, in this movement. All us patriots would go to the cross for our dear sisters that are in the patriot community. I'm talking about the dumb, stupid Goyim woman, like that on Playboy magazine that lets you Hefner strip them naked. They don't even save their nudity for their beloved husband. They get naked before the world so adolescent boys can masturbate looking at their pictures and everything. So I'm talking this. I'm not talking to our fine patriot woman, but us white men really have to assert ourselves and realize that one of our foremost enemies. And it's sad to say, but these Judeo-anti-Christians, and they control everything and everything, but they've turned our own white woman to be our most vicious enemies. These female chauvinists...
I have to agree with a lot of what you said, but you're starting to ramble on now, Dave. Let me just focus back on what you were talking about with all the cameras. You know, this is what they did in the German concentration camps. They made everyone stand at attention in ranks, stark naked on a cold morning, and they sprayed them with a fire hose, you know, so they'd get sick and die. You know, and this is part of the controlling nature of our government. They control these perverts in government with shame. I mean, Elliot Spitzer is a perfect example. I mean, you know, he's going to a prostitute. You know, they want him out of office because of what he's doing. So, wham, they pull out the shame card, you know. It's just like the race card. And, you know, it's changing so fast. Look at the Supreme Court. I mean, in only 2 years, Barack Obama has named this Sotomayor woman and this Kagan woman, to the Supreme Court. Two white men have left the Supreme Court and two minority women have joined the Supreme Court, and they're total liberals. They're total progressives. You know, they're total, degenerates. And, you know, it's absolutely sickening, you know, to see these degenerates running our country into the ground. I mean, this is the elitist communist way. I mean, this is how it works. You either have to do it right and reject this. You know, this whole patriot thing, you know, ticks me off too. You know, everybody talking about being a patriot. You know, if you're a patriot and you're voting and you're supporting the insurgent government, then you're in rebellion against the lawful de jure government, the Republic of the United States. And you're part of the problem. And until people can start to understand that it's their status that's the problem, that they're in rebellion, that they committed treason, that each of the states is a separate country, that they're missing the point. You can't fix it until you fix the fundamental underlying cause. That is, you've consented to being a communist.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil, if you study history, freedom has always been won by men who are just willing to fight. It's always locked by this voting process. People just vote themselves further and further into debt and slavery and ultimately death. The more they vote, the more, if you study America's history, the more they've expanded the rights to vote to women and then to blacks.
The French understand how to control their government. It's very simple. They go out and they park the tractor trailers in the street and they close down commerce and they stop working and they stop going to work. And guess what happens? The check stops coming in to the government. Nobody works, no money for the government, no taxes. You don't buy nothing, no money for the government. Stop working for your enslavement. Stop encouraging these people and paying them to enslave you.
Right, Phil. And then if you really want to get the message through loud and clear, when you're out there in the streets, take all these credit card applications and all these so-called free newspapers and free See, this advertising, the whole credit system is run, the lifeblood of it all is advertising. So
remember, when you put in an application for a credit card, when you submit an application, the word submit means beg. So you're begging the credit card company to give you some credit. You're a beggar. You're the ultimate communist. And this is what it's about. It's about credit.
Whenever I'm standing at the gas pump gassing up, Phil, and there's the mobile, say, for example, the mobile credit card application, I take the whole batch of them and I throw them right in the trash. And that's how I cast my vote. I cast all their crap right into the trash. When I get
Now, what you need to do is you need to make them pay in their pocketbook. So here's what I want you to do, David. I want you to go to your mailbox today, and I want you to get all the ads out of your mailbox. And so if somebody's advertising to you to do your landscaping or cut your lawn, and American Express is offering you a credit card, then I want you to take that offer for lawn service, and I want you to put it in the self-addressed prepaid envelope to American Express, and I want you to send American Express at their expense for that mail, for that postage, to get that letter back to them. I want you to send them that landscaping offer so that they'll know exactly how you feel. And if everybody out there would take all their junk mail and take whatever offers in one, put it in another, and send them all back to the companies that sent you those at the 44 cents cost of postage that's prepaid by them, make them pay. Don't buy their credit card. Don't buy their services. Send them an offer for somebody else's services and get them to pay. And they'll stop sending those letters. I guarantee it. I bet you if somebody sent back 100 million mailings at 44 cents apiece, they'd stop sending those mailings out. What do you want to bet, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Phil. There's so much us patriots could even some of these phony offers on TV. If you're just laying in your recliner or in bed, call these 800 numbers and tie up their lines and everything during the show. I call these phony shows that are on TV that they put the 800 numbers up, Phil. A strategy I've been using for years. Like some of these phony ministries, phony evil angelists on TV, tele evil angelists.
Tell it, evil angels. I love your names here, by the way. I like the great global super Satan. That's a good one. That's enjoyable. Phil,
you know why I use that? It's theologically sound, because if you read in Revelation, the archangel Michael comes back with a great chain. Well, the reason he comes back with a great chain is because so many people have given Satan their power that Satan has become a great super Satan through these satanic secret societies and everything. That's why the archangel has to come back with a great chain to bind the great Satan. And Phil, I know you're a link in that chain. I'm a link in that chain. And the reason I like calling to your show, I can tell by your listening audience and their callers that the vast majority of your listeners are also links in the archangel Michael's great chain that we're going to bind this great super Satan with. Just like Thomas Jefferson said, bind the great, he didn't say the great super Satan, but he said government. He says, bind this government with chains. He said, if you don't bind this government and keep it bound down with chains, it'll get so out of hand that it'll become your lord and master. It will become your great global super Satan, and the gates of hell will be closed for good right around America.
And that's it. You got it. you know, the mark of the beast, the social security number. Without it, it prevents you from working, or that's what they'd have you believe here in the United States, that without the mark of the beast, you can't earn a living, you can't get a job. What? But, of course, that's not true.
Pardon me?
I said, of course, that's not true. You can get a job without a social security number. There's certain companies you may not be able to work for because it's their policy to get your social security number. But there's nothing says you can't work for other men on an individual contract in this country without a social security number.
Okay, Phil, thanks for taking my call, and God bless you.
Thanks for your call, David. And as you hear the music there in the background, that means we're going to have another word from our sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to have another caller here. I believe Doris from Kansas is holding. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Positively Unconstitutional. We're here on this beautiful Saturday morning, November the 6th, 2010, and we're talking about communitarianism, the third way that emerges from the Hegelian dialectic of thesis, capitalism, antithesis, communism, resulting third way, communitarianism. And as I promised, we've got a caller, Doris, in Kansas. Doris, are you with me today? How are you today?
Yes, I am, and I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, I was listening about cameras, and it reminded me of a couple of years ago when my husband was in cardiac intensive care in a room. And of course, the family was there visiting. They had a camera up high on the wall, and it was turned to the wall. And all of a sudden, it started turning around, and my son made a middle finger gesture. And that camera turned right to him, freaked him out, and said, "We are monitoring this room." And so it kept, you know, it just scanned the room and watched for a while. And then later we asked, where was that, you know, where was that camera from? I could understand if it was the nurse's station watching the room all the time, but it didn't come on all the time. It just every once in a while it would turn itself around and look around the room and turn itself off. And they said it was from Dodge City, and this we were in Wichita, that's 100 and some miles away, that they were monitoring that room for some reason. It was kind of humorous. But it just makes you think about how they are consolidating their information.
Well, I mean, you know, when you start to realize, you know, all the different places that there's video cameras at, and of course every 7-Eleven has one inside and out, and, you know, there's thousands of 7-Elevens. Most retail establishments have them inside and out. I know that the major interstate highways here in Dallas, you know, they have them every half a mile or so going up Interstate 75. And so, I mean, they can do a pretty good job of identifying what cars are going up and down the roads in what areas. I mean, at least in general time slots and things like that. So, I mean, the police state is here. There's no question about it. The beast, you know, the computer, all these databases. And more of these databases are accessible by, you know, smaller and smaller groups of people. Until eventually, you know, there's be one group, the elitists, and they'll be able to access anybody's computer records on anything, and the rest of us will be out here in the dark.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I could understand the nurse's station watching the room for any signs of something going wrong, but 100 and some miles away that it just came on once in a while, and
yeah, that's absolutely crazy. I've never heard any. I mean, what's the point in having... I mean, if it was security, that's one thing, but why would they have security in ICU? I mean, don't you secure the doors to the hospital? I mean, the entrances and the exits and the, you know, that doesn't make any sense.
It really didn't make much sense because they said, well, you know, if something was wrong, they would alert the nurse's station. Well, you know, it wasn't on all the time, so how would they know if something went wrong? It just doesn't make good sense. Well, anyway, it was kind of humorous in the end, you know, because it really freaked my son out.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. You flip the camera off and it responds, "Hey, we're monitoring you, buddy."
Yeah.
Actually, well, I watched a show on TV last night, and the fellow was bragging in a foreign language, thinking no one could understand that he'd robbed the bank and got $1 million, and... Of course, somebody did understand, and they killed him and took his $1 million. And later, she was talking, the one that took the money was talking, and the same thing happened to her. So, with that said, we got to go back to break, and another word for our sponsors. Thanks for your call, Doris.